All right, we've got to talk about the press conference that Donald Trump just held a few minutes ago. The cognitive decline is on full display. And if you've seen me on this channel before, you know I say it every time that I scream and yell often here about the fact that Donald Trump is in facing an obvious cognitive decline. He's the oldest president ever. He's running around ranting more incoherently than ever. His days are starting later and they're ending at the same time they did in his first term. He's holding less events. He has bruises on his hands, swelling of his ankles. And it feels like the people who should be talking about this aren't. Now, we recently got a big New York Times article about this kind of cognitive decline aspect, which I really appreciated the mainstream media hopping onto. But I'm still going to scream and yell about it, because we got to talk. So let's take a look at a few clips. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. I'm like this close to 100,000 subscribers. You guys are nuts. So it'd mean a lot if you checked it out down below. Maybe hit subscribe. I love you so much. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, uplift Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And so if you want to help us grow and be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe on the Adam Mockler channel. It goes a long way. All right, let's start with this clip. Donald Trump has been noticing that people talk about the fact that he's cognitively declining and he's not happy. Let's take a listen.
But you always find something new, like, is he in good health? Biden was great, but is Trump in good health? I sit here, I do news, 4 news conferences a day. I ask questions from very intelligent lunatics, you people. I give the right answers. There's never a scandal. There's never a problem. I give you answers that solve your little problems. You go back and you can't find anything, but you do stories about Biden was in wonderful health. The guy didn't do a news conference for 8 months. If I go one day, I had one day where I didn't do a news conference, there's something wrong with the president. You people are crazy. I'll let you know when there's something wrong. There will be someday. That's going to happen to all of us. But right now, I think I'm sharper than I was 25 years ago. But who the hell knows? By the way, I took my physical. I got all A's, everything. But they said to me, would you like to take a cognitive test? I said, is it hard? They said, yes. I said, well, I'm a very smart person. Who was the last president to take one? No president has ever agreed to take one. Because when you get into the mid questions, meaning, you know, 10, question number 10, 11, 12, 28, 30, they get harder and harder. And they said, would you like to do it? I said, well, no reason to do it. Nobody's ever done it. I'll do it maybe, but there's really no reason.
Okay, there's like another minute to go here, but I think you get the idea that Donald Trump is a rambling buffoon. So much of that made no sense. I mean, no sense at all. And at the end there, bragging about this cognitive test that he took at Walter Reed, that he aced and dominated, it was so hard. And I don't know if he knows he's lying or I don't know what he believes, but he took a MoCA test or some version of a MoCA test, M-O-C-A, which tests for signs of Alzheimer's and dementia. So, like, he didn't take some, like, IQ test that he aced. He took a test to see if he had any signs of Alzheimer's and dementia, which I often say it's not a good sign that he doesn't seem to know that, right? That probably, I feel like that should be on the test, actually, that he doesn't really know what test he took. Regardless, I mean, again, a rambling mess here. He's upset people are talking about this. And just look at Donald Trump these days. You know, I hate to bring this up, but it's really, I mean, it's very obvious. Like, especially his eyes. That's what I notice a lot these days. And we've seen pictures from the Oval Office lately. I wish I could zoom in on this. I hope you can see. But, you know, his eyes really red, kind of like swollen at the bottom. He looks tired. He looks tired. Well, the same press conference that he's complaining that people keep talking about the fact that I'm not okay or cognitively declining, excuse me, he says this.
To slash drug prices by 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%, 600%, 700%, 800%. Nobody's ever heard of it before because I instituted favored nations.
Yeah, no wonder people are talking about your cognitive decline. In the literal same press conference, not once, but twice, I'm about to show you, Donald Trump talking about how he slashed drug prices by 200%, 300%, 500%, 800%. Like, anyone who's done basic math would know that if they slash drug prices by 200%, you're getting paid to get your drugs. That's not possible, right? Take a listen to this.
Under my executive order to lower prescription drug prices, which I think is the single biggest thing we've ever done that nobody writes about because you're fake news, I've made unprecedented deals along with Bobby and Oz and all of the people that work on it. A lot of people that you wouldn't even think work on it, but they do, to slash drug prices by 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%, 600%.
I mean, again, once is an accident, twice in the same meeting. It's insane. And also, again, I'm so convinced we would get through this time in American history if, like, everybody who voted for Trump had to watch him for more than, like, 30 minutes at a time. I'm convinced so many people don't watch this guy, don't actually listen. Because even that right there, not only the percentages part going down 500 to 700%, not only has he said that before, I mean, this was a while ago on Air Force One, you have some MAGA lunatics promoting it. Not only has he done this before, but while he's talking about it, I mean, he's saying other things that make no sense. He's like, Dr. Oz and other people, RFK, that work hard, but you wouldn't expect that they would work hard, but they do. What? That doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about? Trump says that he will lower drug prices by 1,600% for those who didn't pass fourth grade math. A 1,600% reduction on a $200 drug means you get paid $3,000 in cash for taking a drug. This is at least the fourth time Trump has made this claim. This means he's dumber than a fourth grader. And this was from a while ago. This was from September. He has said this over and over and over again, and not just spoken, but he's written it down on True Social. Because I have invoked favored nation status for the United States of America, drug prices are falling at levels never seen before, 500, 600, 7% and more. And it's like, that doesn't make any effing sense. And it's crazy to me that anybody accepts this from the President of the United States. Like, if you talk to anybody about this, Trump supporter or not, they're like, I mean, yeah, he's wrong. He's messing around. He's joking. Why is this acceptable? Why? I feel like I'm constantly, every day, like living in an alternate timeline. The other thing that Donald Trump's been doing a lot of lately that's not being talked about is he is acting like such an insecure child. Now, I know in your head, you're like, okay, Donald Trump's done that for 10 straight years. He's always acting like that. He's acted like that from the moment he went down the stupid golden escalator. You're right. But lately, it's noticeably different, in my opinion. I mean, it's aggressive. It's whiny. It's like, you know, especially toward women, pointing, you know, remember Quiet Piggy, going after reporters in like vicious ways. I mean, he's like a child throwing a tantrum, but in a more intense way than he has previously. Take a listen to this clip from just a little bit ago.
A question about this tragic shooting in Washington, D.C. U.S. officials say that the suspect worked very closely with the CIA in Afghanistan for years, that he was vetted, and the vetting came up clean.
He went cuckoo. I mean, he went nuts. And that happens, too. It happens too often with these people. You see him. But look, this is how they come in. This is how they're standing on top of each other. That's an airplane. There was no vetting or anything. They came in unvetted. And we have a lot of others in this country. We're going to get them out. But they go cuckoo. Happens to them.
Your DOJ IG just reported this year that there was thorough vetting by DHS and by the FBI of these Afghans who were brought into the U.S. So why do you blame the Biden administration
for what this man did? Are you stupid? Stupid person? Because they came on a plane along with thousands of other people that shouldn't be here, and you're just asking questions because you're a stupid person. And there's a law passed that it's almost impossible not to get them out. You can't get them out once they come in. And they came in, and they were unvetted, they were unchecked, there were many of them, and they came in on big planes.
I mean, again, there's another minute of that, but I think you get the idea. He's just such an insecure child. He's so gross. He's also obviously incredibly misogynistic. He's a predator, right? Been found liable for sexually abusing a woman, best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I think you know the deal here. So it's always specific toward women. But even in that, like he's just a child. He's just an insecure child. And when someone asks him a semi-hard question, which this is a completely reasonable question because referencing the recent tragedy in Washington, D.C., that individual was vetted and approved under Donald Trump, right? Came in under Joe Biden. There was a vetting process there. Then there was another vetting process under Donald Trump. And so this reporter asking a reasonable question and Donald Trump just saying, are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? And him just lying about it. It's so sickening to me that this is setting an example for children in the United States, for people in the United States. He's the leader of the free world. This is how he talks to reporters. This is how, or what's supposed to be the free world, the leader of the United States. This is how he talks to reporters. This is how he talks to women. And there are children looking at this. I mean, he's setting examples here. And it's it makes me sick every single day to think about. I'm not lying. I mean, I was born in 2002. Right. So I was pretty young when Barack Obama was inaugurated. But I remember looking at the TV, understanding innately. I was looking at somebody that was, you know, a family man, well-spoken, cared a lot about others, someone to look up to. I can't imagine someone being, you know, 7, 8 years old and looking up at the TV and seeing Donald Trump right now and processing in their little brains, oh, this is how I'm supposed to act. It's sickening. My friend Harry Sisson posted this today. Again, literally last night. I'm recording this on Tuesday, December 2nd. 150 true social posts Donald Trump put out last night from like 8 p.m. to midnight, just going absurd. He was posting completely insane conspiracy theories, having a mental decline episode, and was posting whatever came to mind. I mean, he was reposting Alex Jones. He was raging against Democrats. He was calling people stupid, literally over 150 posts from Donald Trump last night. It never ends. He's flailing. He's freaking out. He's yelling at reporters. He's getting angry that people are calling on his cognitive decline and talking about how drug prices are going to be slashed by 1,000%, which means I guess we're all going to go to the store, pick up our prescriptions, and then get paid like thousands of dollars for them, which is going to be great. Let me know when that happens, right? And these are, lastly, before we end off, something that we've seen many times before, which is Donald Trump still, to this day, I'm convinced, doesn't know that the term asylum... He doesn't know what asylum means. He always says, every time he talks about asylum, he always talks about mental institutions and mental asylums. And I don't think he understands the difference. This is a video from David Pakman from a while ago, from kind of the lead up to the election. And I think this is really well said.
Extraordinarily confused Trump is still confused between making a claim of political asylum and what it means to come from an insane asylum. He still doesn't understand these are two different things.
Along with that, he didn't like people running into our country and taking over our country. I'll tell you, I had 4 years. I don't know if you had this. I couldn't stand it. Don't get angry. Donald, don't get angry, please. I couldn't stand it. Watching these people come in from jails and mental institutions and
Doesn't make any sense. Trump doesn't seem to understand the difference between someone who is in a psychiatric hospital known to some as a mental asylum or an insane asylum and coming to the border and requesting political asylum. Trump's
correct. He does not understand the difference and he still rants about it to this day. You can let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. Listen, I appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. And the link to my YouTube channel is in the description as well. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. I love you guys so much. You guys have shown so much support, not only on this channel, but on mine. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And I know Adam is as well. Please have a great rest of your week. Going into Wednesday, into Thursday, getting toward the weekend already. You're doing a good job. I'm proud of you. Make sure you're registered to vote. We'll keep you updated on the news. And I will see you in the next video.